Networks of distribution are known in marketing as marketing channels. The size or length of the marketing channels depend on how many intermediaries there are between the original producer and the ultimate consumer. The use of intermediaries reduces the number of transactions in the market and thus adds to the efficiency of distribution. Intermediaries also reduce total inventory or storage costs, and they are much closer to the consumer than the original producer. An example of a short marketing channel is direct marketing. The manufacturer goes direct to the consumer. An example of a successful direct marketing organization is Avon, the producer of ladies' cosmetics. A longer channel could contain a retailer between the manufacturer and the consumer. A longer channel still would entail a wholesaler before the retailer. And an even longer channel would involve an agent or broker prior to the wholesale stage. Marketing channels differ not only in length, but also in which stage of the channel holds the most marketing power. It is naive to assume that the manufacturer holds power over the other levels. A good example of this point is mass-produced fashion clothing. In many cases, branding and marketing occur at the retailing level, and large-scale retailers such as C&A and H&M exercise huge power over their suppliers. Generally speaking, marketing channels are shorter for industrial goods and longer for consumer goods. Vertical marketing channels of distribution are those which establish the means to coordinate and manage channel members. Systems such as franchising belong to this area, and the best example of a successful franchising company is the McDonald's Corporation. In the place or distribution field of the marketing mix, there exist many trade-offs. Most of these trade-offs are in the area of costs. For example, as the order quantity for a product increases, the unit cost of transportation decreases. The administrative costs of processing orders also decrease per unit, since larger order quantities mean fewer orders. However, storage costs rise due to the need to keep more in stock. Inventory costs, that is, the costs of controlling the stock, also increase. Therefore, if a company finds its physical distribution costs too high, it can reduce them, but it may not reduce total costs because of the trade-offs. Thus, an integrated approach must be taken in the distribution field, and it is essential to view distribution as interrelated with the other elements of the marketing mix. To illustrate the increased importance of the distribution element in the marketing mix, we can take as an example the experiences of the Levi Strauss Corporation.